Good morning. You're listening to the Taz and Paula Show. This is Paula Nunes.
And this is Taz Powers.
Well, Paula,
we have a great guest today. Can you please share a little bit about her?
Oh, yes. I was doing some research, and I always do a little bit of research on our guests before we have them on. And I was just astonished. Jackie is a pioneer in spirit who has succeeded at the highest levels of at least three careers. And she has been a highly successful media relations expert who has handled publicity for such clients as the World Poker Tour, Toyota, Upper Deck, the Golf Channel, the LA Marathon, Disney, Seagram's, Mazda, Avon, Showtime, PetSmart, just to name a few. And before that, she was one of the nation's first women sports writers and breaking barriers at the Detroit Free Press, Associated Press, Washington Post, and LA Times. This just all astonished me when I was looking into Jackie's, what she's done up to this point.
Oh my gosh. Well, but now she has begun a new career as Earth's cheerleader, calling the planet's people together to simultaneously mold and shape our future. And her book, The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, teaches each of us how we can be the architect of our lives, how we can intentionally create the life we desire in the world that we yearn for. And she shows we can take control over our lives with simple step-by-step methods instead of letting life just happen to you. And Jackie says that learning the techniques of conscious creation and personal frequency management gives everyone the skills and the ability to transform their lives and the world.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Joe Vitale, star of The Secret and author of The Attractor Factor, has called her book astonishing, the first paint-by-the-numbers approach to creating a personal and planetary life that is abundant and happy for all. Jackie is also the proprietor of ManifestBooks.com, the bookstore for the conscious creator. Dedicated to assembling all the books, CDs, DVDs, and tools that will open up the immense area of knowledge on manifesting. And Jackie is also the founder of United World Healing, a nonprofit that is uniting people and organizations in simultaneous, synchronized visions to heal the planet. And she travels the world teaching conscious creation and speaking on the power of transformation. Wow, she's a lady with her heart in mind.
Well, welcome, Jackie.
Oh, Paula and Taz, this is just great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Could you tell us exactly what what is a conscious creator and maybe how it's different from the unconscious creator?
Absolutely. You know, each one of us is energetic creatures, and we are constantly putting out energy in the form of thoughts and our emotions. And each of those little energy epistles, those little messengers, go out and they actually do something in the world. They either bring back a like energy, or they actually transform or change subsequent energies, kind of like a daisy chain or a domino effect. You know, whatever you think and you feel actually goes out and has this domino effect out there. So when we are generating energy, we can either vibrate in the high range or we can vibrate in the very low range. And those vibrations are going out and they're bringing back certain things. So if we're vibrating in the high ranges, which is love and compassion and trust in the universe and positive outcomes and optimism, we're going to be bringing back all of those wonderful experiences ourselves. But if we're vibrating fear and anxiety and anger and disappointment and depression, then we're going to be bringing back those kinds of negative experiences. So even if you're not conscious of what you're sending out into the world, your thoughts and your emotions are actually creating your reality. And if you're unconsciously creating in a negative vibration, you're going to be unconsciously creating a life that you are not having any fun at.
Now, did you realize this before you wrote this book and before, I mean, when you were a newscaster or when you were in marketing? I mean, you're still in marketing, but Were you practicing this beforehand?
Well, you know, I actually was, but I was not aware of what I was doing. And, for example, you know, I started out as an 11-year-old telling my parents that I wanted to be a sports writer. And this was at an age where there were no women sports writers. And I positively viewed myself, and I consciously created this image of myself working in press boxes, hanging out with the reporters, hanging out with the sports personalities. My dad said to me at one point, "Honey, we're going to go down to the Angel game. Do you want to go down and get autographs?" And I said, "Oh, no, Dad, I'm going to be working with those guys one of these days. I don't need their autographs." I was so convinced that this was going to be my reality that I actually created that reality. I became a sports writer at the Detroit Free Press at 20. At 21, I was at the Associated Press and I was on the front pages of the LA Times. And at 22, I was at the Washington Post and co-hosting Dodger Dugout.
Did you have time to take a breath and say, "Wow, this is happening to me"?
It was euphoric. I was so excited by all the incredible things that were going on. But I really didn't realize that just because of my zeal, my energy, that's why it manifested. I just thought that this was an incredible journey that was happening to me just as I wanted it to happen. So I really have been a conscious creator all my life, and much of my career has been conscious creator. And I think of something, and I manifest it. But you can learn to do this. People need to understand that they have the power to be a conscious creator and choose what it is that they want to experience rather than let life happen to them.
Well, you talk about conscious creators not only helping themselves, but helping the world. How does this all interconnect?
Oh, well, that's a big picture thing. Well, let's talk about, you know, we just talked about our energy, and I want to come back and talk about how we manifest it, but on a basic way that we actually can help the world in a basic way is all that energy that I just talked about. The Earth is an energy bank, and it takes on your energy just like a deposit that you would put of money in a regular bank. So if you are vibrating low vibrations, negative vibrations of hate, anger, et cetera, you are helping to feed war and poverty and all the negative things that we have going on in the world. If, on the other hand, you are vibrating in the high range with positivity and love and compassion, et cetera, you are helping to make deposits into that energy bank that foster global climate balance and abundance and a world of peace, et cetera, et cetera. So just by choosing the kinds of thoughts that you have, you are impacting the world. And then we can get into a little bit more a little bit later about United World Healing and how you can help others join with you to do that as well.
Is that what you call personal frequency management? I see that in your some of the work that you've done. You've mentioned frequency management.
That's right. The key concepts in the Art of Conscious Creation, how you can transform the world, is really about personal frequency management. Let me explain what happens when you're vibrating in the high range, because this makes a big difference. If you're vibrating in the high range, you are going to be experiencing all kinds of wonderful things that you desire begin to manifest. You see synchronicities happen. Things show up in your life just when you need them. You find your life being easier, and things just happen so much smoothly, and you don't have to worry, or you shouldn't be worrying, because, you know, once you start trusting the universe, these things start to happen. And here's the really fun thing. You begin to manifest really fast, and that is exactly what happens in my life. I'm a perfect example of this. Nowadays, when I get clear and I manifest exactly what I want, those things start to show up. Now, if you're vibrating at the low range, your life is difficult. Everything you're having trouble finding, you know, getting money. Your relationships are difficult. Your job is unhappy. You know, all kinds of other things in your life just aren't working. When you're vibrating in the high range, you are actually vibrating with the universe. In other words, the world, the universe vibrates at the level of love, and you are what I call surfing the love vibration, which is why when you are vibrating in that level, it's like the universe is, you know, you've got the wind in your sails, you're drafting with a race car, the universe is helping you along, which is why you're manifesting faster. If you're vibrating in the low range, it's like driving with a car with the brakes on, and you're just not going to get where you want to go. So that's really how things work. So if you really want to be a manifester, if you want to be a conscious creator that creates your life the way you want it to be, so that you're hooking into that manifesting wave, that surfing the love vibration, as we say, you need to be conscious of what it is that you're vibrating. And if you're vibrating negative, you have the choice to change that thought and become and turn it into a positive thought and manage your personal frequency. And that's something I've done. I went from being a glass half empty to a glass half full. I now choose the thoughts that I want to have. And when I wallow in that negativity, I immediately think, okay, what am I going to be thinking? How am I going to change this? How am I going to get out of this? I choose to be a positive energy vibration instead of a negative energy vibration. And I change my thoughts to reflect what I really want to be emotionally feeling and so that I can manifest what I choose, not manifest what I don't choose.
Can you give an example of maybe a negative thought that you've turned into a positive thought?
Yes, absolutely. And here's a perfect affirmation where I did this. When, you know, as you were so kind enough to give all of those wonderful credentials, when I have been in my PR business, I have been very, very confident of my skills there. And, you know, if I can start the worldwide poker phenomenon, then, you know, I have to be pretty good at what I do. But when I started into this area of being a teacher, a coach, counselor, and author, you know, I started to feel very insecure because I saw all these people out there that were doing it very well, and I was just a beginner. I'm still not really comfortable with this. And so I would start to question my ability and feel really insecure, et cetera, et cetera. So I finally decided to step back and say, okay, now, you know better than this. So look back. What's the reality here? Have you ever really failed at anything that you've done? And the reality is, no, I may have gotten there slow. I may have had to do a lot of research and a lot of trial and a lot of practice, but I've always succeeded. So I changed my thinking from, oh, my God, I don't do this really well, and I'm going to mess this up, to I do everything well. I do everything well. What in the world would make me think that I would fail at anything? I do everything well. So my affirmation became, I do everything well. And you know what? I just started getting better and better and better and better at what I'm doing. And, for example, I've got a teleseminar on money management, how you can consciously create the things you need to know, the seven things you need to know about consciously creating wealth and prosperity, coming up this coming Tuesday. And I already have 70 people registered in it. Now, that to me was a real victory because that was what I was worried about. Could I really reach out to people and get them to come and listen to this really important message? And I was able to do it very successfully. It was just a matter of changing my attitude, changing my focus.
Now, how many people did you say came in?
I think we've got it up to 70.
Oh, wow.
And I want to invite your listeners, if they want to come, go to my website, theartofconsciouscreation.com, and go to the events, and you can click on there, and we'll add you, and we'll get you all the information about that.
Well, how does one really surf the love wave?
Well, and that's basically, you know, a little bit what we were talking about. You can actually start consciously choosing positive thoughts, being in a state of love, being in a state of joy, being in a state of positive optimism, assuming everything's going to go well, assuming that, you know, the universe is going to take care of you. When you get into that state, you are surfing the love vibration. You are meshing your energy with the universe, and so you are being given a gift, so to speak, of the universe helping you along. And so that's really the best way to do that. You know, be cognizant of what it is that you're putting out, and make sure that you are vibrating as you choose.
You just see the love waves coming back to you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Emerging with you.
Well, I can see that when I go to the grocery store, even if I go in a bad mood, you know, I don't get a good parking spot. People don't smile. But if I go in with in a great mood, I get the front parking spot. Everybody's smiling at me. So, I mean, I can see that just in my everyday life.
Well, one of my favorite stories is I paid off my car, and I thought, oh, great, it's paid off. I don't have any more payments. And then my second thought was, oh, what happens if I get into an accident now that I own it? Now, I tell you, I hadn't been in an accident in 15 years. So how long do you think it took after
well,
I had that thought?
You're good at manifesting, huh?
Uh-huh. 2 days. Exactly 2 days.
Oh, no.
And somebody punched a hole in my bumper. And I looked at this and I said, oh, my God, I did this? Because by then I'd really gotten conscious. You know, I'd written the book and I understood the process here. And I thought, oh, I manifested this, you silly woman.
Now what, because you're, you know, so successful in marketing, and what changed your path to go towards writing this book and teaching this?
Well, you know, I wasn't really as happy as I really wanted to be in my life. And, you know, it's not been easy. I mean, I've been very successful, but it's always been a struggle. And so I thought, what is it that I'm doing here? I want to know how my life could be better. And so I started to read a lot of the great luminaries in the spiritual movement. And it started to occur to me that this was really all about energy. And, you know, I could start to see this thread. And keep in mind, this was before The Secret ever hit the U.S. shores. I'm going, God, I see this thread. And simultaneous to this, you know, I learned that you could ask the universe questions. And you get answers. So I said to the universe, all right, so what am I really supposed to be doing with these skills that if I can start the whole world playing poker, I mean, these mass communication skills must be for something more important. And sure enough, in the next couple of days, I got what one of my friends calls a universal download. I'm sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden, every cell in my body began to vibrate. It was the most extraordinary thing in my life that I've ever experienced. It was just vibrating at this huge level. Everything tingled. And I got this vision. And the vision showed me teaching people how to consciously create their lives and using those same tools to begin consciously creating a better planet. And I thought, oh, my God, this is what I'm being told to do. And I looked at this and I said, okay, I look at God as my CEO. He's given me my marching orders. I need to go out and do that, which is then how I turned around and said, okay, well, if I have this message, how do I get it out? And that became the Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World. And then I created United World Healing to bring people together for simultaneous synchronized visions to heal the world using these same tools and techniques. So, you know, it was a real revelation for me, and I continue to work in the PR business, but my heart is in really teaching people how to take control over their lives and manifest the life that they choose to want to have.
And with everyone who is able to do this, the world gets better and better.
It sure does.
So, were you into any metaphysical studies or anything before this came, or you just suddenly got a download?
Well, no, I had, like I said, been doing a lot of reading, but I also sort of been on in this world in a not so much as more as an observer than a participant for a long time. You know, I've been involved. I have a number of psychics and channelers and spiritually aware people in my life as friends and counselors. And I also was in the mineral business for a long time and sold, mineral spheres. And so I attracted a large clientele of people who were healers who used these minerals for energy work. So I was sort of, you know, floating around this industry for a long time. And it was once I really started down this path that I really began to be immersed in this world, and it became very clear to me. And now, of course, I feel blessed to have a lot of friends and colleagues and other like-minded teachers who I'm traveling this path with.
So actually, it sounds to me like even though you were very successful with the other careers you had, this one seems to make you happier.
Well, and it's one of the things that we talk about, you know, where your passion is, those doors will open. And this is my passion. And, yes, I consciously create a happier existence for myself because that was what I consciously chose to want to have. When I said to the universe, I need to find a better way, the universe presented me with a better way because I asked the right questions and I envisioned it and I created it in my mind and made it reality manifest in the real world for myself.
So do you need more than vision alone?
Yes, you do. One of the important things about being a conscious creator is that the universe really supports those people who actually step out into the world and begin taking action first. When you demonstrate to the universe that you are going to move forward in your designated conscious creation world, whatever it is, whether you're helping yourself or helping others, the universe will support you by making your desire come to fruition faster. So I have a chapter in the book all about how to become an actionary, what things you can do to become, you know, to actually create that synergy with the universe that's going to actually make things happen faster for you. And that is just helping others, a lot of cases, what you can do to make a change in the world. And when you're determined to make changes in your own life, taking those steps that, you know, not just saying this is what I want, stepping out and actually taking that first step that the universe says, ah, okay, here's one who really, really means what they say, and we're going to support it. But I think the most important thing about conscious creation that people need to know is that you need to actually start setting up your vision, what it is that you want to have happen in your life, how you want your life to manifest, you know, on a day-to-day basis or on a long-term basis. What are the things, what is it that you desire to have? And then you need to create that vision of what it is. Now, here's really the important part. The first step is to create the vision of what it is that you want to experience. And the second thing, and you really should do this in meditation, in a quiet moment, you know, when you're separated from all the noise and the phones and such and like. So you create this vision, and then you actually sit back and feel what it is. Feel like you're there and you're experiencing, like it's already come to you. Because what the universe does is it matches that vibration. And your emotions are like what I call in the book the express mail to the cosmic post office. It actually sends your message, your desire, like a silver bullet to the universe. So those emotions are the jet boosters for your manifestation to come through. So, you know, this is actually a multi-step process that, you know, there's two or three other steps, too, in the book that I have a whole chapter devoted to. But one of the really important things, we talked about raising our personal frequency. You know, there are very specific ways to raise your personal frequency. I have 25 guiding universal principles in the book, and every one of those is a key to raising your personal frequency. And law of attraction is only one of them. So manifestation is really a three-part process. The first part of this is raising your personal frequency. And for a lot of people who saw the secret, they tried to go out and do visualization and nothing happened. It's because they missed the first step. You've got to be vibrating in a positive frequency in order for your vision to actually begin to take a realistic form. So the first step is to raise your personal frequency. The second step is to create your vision, and the third step is to step out into action.
So you're actually, I mean, the secret was just, it got everybody noticing that things can happen, but you're going layers deeper than what the secret laid out.
This is exactly right.
You're giving steps.
Yeah. This is a very, very practical step-by-step guide for somebody who might have gotten exposed to the secret and said, I sort of get this, but where do I go with this? What can I actually do to make this work? This is a very practical guide to giving you the tools in order to do that, The Art of Conscious Creation. And I would encourage people to go to my website, theartofconsciouscreation.com, because I have a really great little ebook there where you can get that's going to get you started on it. So I encourage you to get signed up on there. Now, I also have there and at manifestbooks.com. When you sign up, you can get manifesting tips a day. And the Manifest Messenger is a great tool for somebody who's just started on this path and they've gotten my book, and now they want to know other tools and other quick ways, little tidbits of information on how to manifest more effectively. And so these little messages come in every day, and these are from luminaries. They're pulled from books by some of the great authors in the personal development field, and you know who most of them are. You know, your Abraham Hicks and Wayne Dyers and so many of these others. And these little kernels of truth come to you every day, and these are the books that are actually in Manifest Books in the inventory. So, you know, these great little tidbits are feeding you constantly new tips on how to be a better investor, manifester, and conscious creator.
Your book, The Art of Conscious Creation, when you did this book, I mean, was it in your plan to do this book, or did it just kind of pop into your head and you thought, wow, I'd really like to do this because I have some tools I'd like to share with people? I mean, how did it really manifest?
Well, you know, I've been a writer all my life. As a publicist, you're a writer. As a sports writer, I was a writer. And I actually wrote two books in another field long, long time ago. I say when dinosaurs still roamed the earth. So I know how to write a book, but this one wrote itself. I mean, I really, you know, I sat under a tree in my backyard, and it just sort of poured out of me. Now, I had to do some research, because there's a whole vast section in here about the science of conscious creation that validates what we think we create. And I have more than 70 studies that are fascinating studies that demonstrate that our thoughts and our emotions really do have an impact on everything around us, the world around us, and these are direct correlations. It's just fascinating material. So I had to do a lot of that research. But once I really had done that, this thing just sort of, you know, I was moved to write this. Something said to me, you now know how to do this. You have to share this with other people. And so I just sat down at the computer under my tree out in my backyard, and it just started to pour forth.
Did you learn as you wrote? I mean, were you a student as well as a teacher?
Yes. Yeah, I absolutely was.
Were there aha moments that you can remember, any of them that you could share with us that you were very surprised that it took place?
Well, I think the big aha moment was, oh, my God, you know, I can correlate personal energy with manifesting and this raising your personal frequency thing. I mean, that to me was like, oh, my God, that's the cornerstone. That's how you make this happen. And that was like, oh, wow, you know, this was revelatory information to me. And it's not something... other teachers talk about energy. They talk about high frequency. I don't think they connected the dots. For me, it was like, I've connected the dots. I have something to say. I can give people a formula of how it works. That was what was interesting to me.
You can give people the dots.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you suggest people start out in small steps, doing small things first, in order to be confident that this really can happen?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And one of the things that I recommend that people do is they actually keep a conscious creation journal. And they, you know, they think, okay, my goodness, here's something I manifested. I thought it, I manifested. And you start keeping a list of all these. And when you do, you will start to see this really start to grow, this list, and you're going, oh, this works. I want to do more of this. I want to be a conscious creator. It's kind of very Pavlovian, you know, that when you actually begin to see how it works, you say, I want more of this. So, and that's one of the things that happened to me. As soon as I started seeing things manifest, I'm thinking, oh, man, this is fun.
Is this part of the quantum physics? The more that you know you can do it, the more you can do.
Yes, it is. Well, and you know, some of these studies are just so really fascinating. For example, there's this study where a scientist wanted to see if a woman and her plants actually could have an emotional interchange of some kind. So he put a monitor on the plants, and he put a monitor on the woman, except that she was 3,000 miles away getting ready to go into an airplane, and she's terrified of flying. And at the moment that she took off on that airplane, her plants registered her fear, 3,000 miles away.
Well, I know just with my animals, they know. I mean, mm-hmm. They're so conscious of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So here's another one that I love. There was a couple of scientists, a husband and wife, and they divided their students into two groups. And they told one group, they handed them both the same set of seeds. And they told one group, these seeds You're going to be planting into a radiated soil. So it's going to be much more powerful soil, and it's going to help your plants grow. So the kids went off, they planted their seeds, and when it was all said and done, the group that had been told that they had irradiated soil, these seeds were blooming 10 times better than the other ones. There's only one problem. The scientists lied. There was no difference at all in those seeds. What made those seeds grow was the belief and the passion of those students who believed that those seeds were better off.
Well, have you heard of the, I can't remember his name, he's Japanese, and he puts words underwater?
Yes, and that's Masaru Emoto.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I cite his books in studies in my book. And yes, he does. He talks to water, he praises some water, and denigrates other water, and then he freezes them. And then he pulls out and looks at the ice crystals. And those crystals that he spoke beautifully to are beautifully formed in symmetrical snowflake formations. Those that he spoke harshly to are badly misshapen and torn up and unsymmetrical and very ugly. And it's consistent every single time.
So that's how powerful we are in our words.
Yeah, absolutely. And our words and our thoughts, what we are putting out is powerful stuff. And if we can have that kind of impact on the rest of the world and in the things around us, just think about the impact we have both on our bodies and to our future. In our bodies, there's a great study by a woman down in Texas who divided up her students in two. And she said to one group, I want you to focus with intent on increasing your T cells. And she told the other group, I want you to focus with intent on increasing a different kind of cell, a neutrophil cell. And sure enough, when she came to do the blood studies, each group that was told to increase the specific kinds of cells had increased only that kind of cell.
Hmm.
Now, that they talk about the power of our minds to heal. That shows a direct correlation to our thoughts and what we produce in our bodies. And if we can do that in this physical world, just think our ability to create our future is infinite, just infinite.
What does one do to monitor your thoughts? Do you have any little secret tips on that?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that, you know, there's some people who are habitually negative. And, you know, they really have to be vigilant in fixing their attitudes and their thoughts. But if you're just having a bad day and you just need, you know, to get out of a funk, there are some wonderful short-term ways to do this. And those include things like, you know, playing with your pet, calling someone you love, going out and taking a walk, getting out into nature, doing exercise. For me, one of the favorite things I do is that I have 270 roses on my property. So I go out and cut roses. That gives me an instant high. The smell, the beauty, you know, their incredible symmetry and color, that instantly raises my frequency. But I'll bet you guys can come up with a bunch of other things that you do that gives you joy, whether it's music or singing or whatever it is, that makes you feel good. And whatever it is, that's what you should be doing when you're feeling yourself sinking into a negative framework.
Well, interviewing with people like you on air.
I know. It's people like you that brings home to me why we have this radio program. It's to be able to share all this wonderful information with our listeners.
Thank you very much.
As you were talking, I realized that there are some children are programmed to think negatively. I mean, it runs in a family. Everybody in the family thinks that way. They talk that way. And if somebody came from a family like that, I would think that would be harder to break that habit.
You're right. But we're talking about intention here. And if somebody sets a serious intention to do that, they will. Yes, we're talking about energy habits here, negative energy habits and positive energy habits. And really, you know, it's just like breaking a cigarette habit or a habit of chewing your nails. You know, these are positive energy habits that we need to instill in ourselves and in our children. And, you know, you need to, when you start realizing that this is one of the things that you propagate, you have a responsibility, because this is all about personal responsibility, to begin start taking helping your child realize that there is an alternate way to live. Because you don't want some of these things to manifest, negative things, difficulties, a harsh road to be out in front of your child. You want to give your child all the right tools. It's not just giving them the best education. It's giving them the best attitude as well. And so, yes, it's more difficult coming from a family that's all very negative. I came from a family that, you know, my mother was rife with fear, absolutely rife with fear. And one of my biggest challenges has been eliminating the fear that from things that could happen, rather than living in the present about what is happening, and feeling good about what I'm experiencing now instead of putting myself in that future, which is one of the 25 guiding universal principles, and that's called living in the present, as opposed to, you know, being in the future, which you're either out there anticipating, worrying, or, you know, or thinking about the future, or living in the past, which is not anything you can do about it. And one of the unfortunate circumstances is, you know, anything you think about in the past, you're going to bring into the future. So if you're going to be thinking about negative stuff and all the things that you failed and people who did terrible things to you, you're going to bring that negative energy into the future. If, on the other hand, you think of the positive things and the, you know, the good experiences you had and that your life, you know, the moments in your life when it was really fabulous and warm and wonderful, and you bring that into the future, that's what you're going to bring into the future.
Now, we talk about being in the present. But, you know, as a person that works in marketing, you know you have to be thinking about the future. So how do you stay
think
in the present?
Think about the future with detachment. You know, you can think about the future in terms of what you plan to do, but and what that creation and that plan is happening right now in the present. You're really focusing on the present by creating something that you want to manifest in the future. But if you're sitting there trying to figure out, if you're sitting there thinking, God, you know, what if it doesn't work, and, you know, these ideas I have, you know, are they going to fail, you know, are they, you know, could they succeed? If you just sit back in the present and have the faith that it's going to succeed and that you're being divinely guided, then you're much more likely to succeed than putting out there all of your doubts and worries and fears and, you know, and letting that pave your way.
I forget what guest we had, but they gave a quote that I always remember. It said, to worry is like putting a prayer in for something you don't want.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. Just remember, whatever you think, you are putting out there to manifest. So if you're thinking about with fear, if you're anticipating something going wrong, I guarantee you it will. I was having a day the other day that, you know, I wasn't feeling good about stuff, and I was on the middle of a telecall, very much like this. And you know what happened? And I was in a negative, you know, place. Sure enough, the phone just clicked off in the middle of the interview. I lost the interviewer and had to call back in. That was a function of my own energy, because I wasn't in the right place when I got into that interview.
I know. That to me is to stress yourself out before an interview. It's so much easier if you give yourself more time so that you're not stressed out, because once you get into that stressed out feeling, then that's when things go wrong.
Yeah. Well, and that's because you're generating all that anxiety, and you're just paving your way with your anxiety. I guarantee you, you know, bad days get worse if you don't change your frequency. It's the old thing that, you know, the first thing you do is you pour coffee on all over your clothes on your way to work, and then it just gets worse from there. And if you stop and you think, okay, all right, laugh it off, say this is fine, I'm going to have a great day from here, everything's going to be fine. You know, I'm filled with positive energy. You know, my zeal is gonna, you know, carry the day. You're gonna stop that. But if you just think, oh man, oh I feel wet, you know, and you go around with that all day,
It's just going to get worse.
Well, to change the topic somewhat, is you're the founder of United World Healing. It's a nonprofit organization. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I'd be delighted to. What United World Healing does is bring, you know, is take this positive energy, and here's the what the science says. The science says that when two waves of energy get together, they are exponentially more powerful. So it's not one person equals one with plus one person equals two. It's one person plus one person equals 100. So just think what happens when we get all of our energy together to think the same positive thought. So if we all hold this beautiful vision of the earth, of this healed earth, just the way we want it, and there are actually 17 visions for world healing in the Art of Conscious Creation, when you take and you hold the same, multiple people hold the same vision, we can begin to actually use our energy to create that. So imagine what would happen if millions of people around the world held this same vision. So United World Healing is bringing people together to basically create focused visions, synchronized visions, that are going to shift the planet. And we initially started this by doing vision-ins online. You can go there and you can see a couple of them. We'll be adding some more this year. And those are meant... Those were specific, you know, focused on peace and on creating food for everybody in the world and global climate balance. And then, and once you sign up at United World Healing, what we will also be doing is we will let you know when there are future vision-ins that you can come to participate in. And we're going to be sending you visions, you know, once a month to say, okay, we're focusing on creating this. We want to replenish the honeybee population around the world, or we want to make sure that, you know, there's more water, abundant water, you know, and so focus on this with us. And then ultimately we're going to be doing these publicly in various different localities where we bring people together for sort of like these, what we call vision in rallies, bringing people together to bring our thoughts together at the same time. So I encourage people to check out the website and sign up to be a member. We're actually in the process of changing over our website. So if it doesn't work exactly right, come on back in a couple of weeks and it should be perfect. So United World Healing, I think that's why I'm called Earth Cheerleader, because I'm bringing people together for these simultaneous synchronized visions to heal our Earth.
Approximately how many members do you have now?
We have a couple hundred. It's great. We're going up as we go. So it's really nice. And I think we're gonna have thousands before we're done. I'm just getting out there to start talking about it, so it's really pretty exciting.
Yeah, I can
see that.
So will
you be having a teleconference with this too?
Probably in the future, if people sign up. Well, and you can sign up on either my Art of Conscious Creation website or United World Healing, because I'm sure that I'll be telling everybody on the Art of Conscious Creation the stuff we're doing on United World Healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unitedworldhealing.org. It's theartofconsciouscreation.com.
Now, on your website, there's so much for people to have for free. I mean, you've got articles. You've got your website's just great.
Thank you. Well, we want to make it a resource to people. And that's my goal. I want to be a resource. I want to be able to help people along. I also do coaching. I'm actually working with individuals to consciously create their lives, to basically take out all the negative elements and begin replacing them with positive elements. My specialty is really practical conscious creation. Here are areas in your life that we can help change, that we can transform. I have a newsletter that goes out once every other month, and anybody signing up on the website twice a month, and anybody signing up on the website get this newsletter. In every issue, we have a great article about some aspects of your life, whether it's business or personal, whether it's about guilt or whether it's about consciously creating the holidays you want, more time for friends and family. You know, each one of these is a little gem, giving you very practical steps on things you can do in your life to begin making it the way that you really want it to be.
That's really great around the holiday season. Everyone needs that.
Yeah, yeah. I think we actually have an article coming up very shortly called How to Not Let Your Relatives Ring Your Holiday Bell.
Well, you know, this is it's a beautiful time of year. In fact, Christmas is one of my favorite times of year. I don't know what it is. It's always been since I was a little girl. Not that I was, that I had oodles of things when I was a child. I didn't. But the holiday, the vibration, the family, it was just really great for me as a kid. And it just has transposed into, I feel that way permanently.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a great time of the year. And
yeah, it is.
And one thing that I think people should think about, though, is that New Year is a perfect time to be consciously creating their year ahead. It's a great time. Grab the book and then sit down with it. Look at all the 25 ways to begin changing your frequency, and kick off the new year with some new energy habits. It's a perfect way, time and place to do that.
Well, springtime is a time to plant seeds.
Yes.
So with your book and your articles and your website, you can help people plant seeds.
I'd like to think so.
In fact, you wrote a wonderful article for our website, the TazandPaulaShow.com, and I want to invite everyone to come and read Jackie's article. We felt blessed when she sent it to us.
Yeah, thank you. But Jackie, also I was thinking of, everyone, just whether, I guess your book in hand would be wonderful for starting out the new year. And I was just thinking, sometimes people don't know what to do when they get together in the new year. I was thinking it would be great to have a page out and you just start visualizing what this new year is about for everybody.
Yep.
It's a great time to just open the door and just, lend your imagination to those areas that you want to make progress in.
A lot of people I know are buying this book for Christmas presents, because they really want to share this with other people. They've tried it. Some of the endorsements, that I'm getting are fabulous. People saying, I'm manifesting everything I want. It's changed my life. My husband's even coming along on this journey now. I can sleep better at night because my life is easier. And it's just amazing what the people are writing back to me. But a lot of them have said, I'm buying this for Christmas for my friends. So, and we have it in an audiobook format as well.
Okay.
And we're coming out with some really cool new products that are going to, sort of support this. So, once you get on this path, there's going to be some other things behind it that are sort of going to lead you on this journey.
Well, normally somebody, needs to, start the process, and no one really thinks about this in advance. They just think about, Happy New Year, and you're headed over to the other side.
Yeah.
But actually, if someone starts the process, it could be like a fun game that will unleash itself into areas that maybe no one really thought about. And not only that, but maybe a group energy that would go together, and they would have those directed feelers out that they knew where they were going to step after the 1st of January,
Absolutely.
It feels like it could be a snowball effect, because the more you manifest, the easier it is to manifest.
Yeah, it is exactly right. And what happens is you become conscious. You start to see the cause and effect. And once you do, it becomes very real for you. You really
become
responsible.
How about your family? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how about your family? How have they embraced this particular book? Have you found yourself in conversations with your family along with this book?
Well, I only have one living brother, actually. And to be totally honest, he is the antithesis of me. He does not believe in any divine power outside of his own, nor, he's a science teacher. If he can't see it, then it doesn't exist. So we are on two different sides of this. But he knows that I've been a lot happier, and that has been, he tolerates my beliefs. But he knows that he can see a difference in me. And that's significant. And it's helped our relationship because the tools I use here have improved our relationship, and that's made a big difference. So even if he doesn't acknowledge it, as truth in his life, he's seeing the benefits of it.
Well, we see, as we have guests on, that science and spirituality is starting to come together and combine. A lot of the scientists we've interviewed have found what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's coming.
Yes,
so
he may be one of the stragglers on the train. But that's okay. I mean, other people in my life absolutely get it. I see it at work here. For example, I had an experience where I was looking for a new office manager, and we had to do this by a certain day because my friend and office manager Jeff was leaving for Hawaii on a certain day, and this person had to be trained and ready to go before he left. And I was getting fearful and worried and anxious about the fact that this wasn't the right person. None of the people were right, and we even tried somebody on a temporary basis. And I finally sat down and got a hold of myself, and I said, you're putting out all kinds of negative stuff, which is actually what's preventing this person from coming in. You're choking off the positive energy. And so I got straight with myself. I said, okay, universe, I know, I trust you. You're going to bring me the ideal person. I'm getting out of this place of fear. I'm going to release this fear down the grounding cord. I have a visionary process that I do. I'm going to release this fear down the grounding cord, and I'm going to just know that she's going to come forth. And guess what? She walked in the door the next day.
Ooh.
I mean, it is so amazing. And, of course, she was the spiritual person that I asked the universe for. On my list of things, when I was very clear on my list of things, she was exactly what I asked for.
Wow. I got a real good energy vibe on that one, I'll tell you.
Well, it takes an art to ask for the right things, I would assume. So do you cover that in your book?
Actually, I do that in the next book.
Oh.
It's not out yet. We're going to be talking about how to actually know what it is that you want and how to get clear on it. So get on my list, and I'll get that one out to you too.
Great. I would think your marketing experience would really help on that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's been great fun because, I've been fortunate enough to, and I've been really studying how to connect with people through the Internet, which, this has been a whole new side of learning. And it's been a real great opportunity to connect with people all over the world that are simultaneously doing this like you two. So this has really been the fun part of it.
Well, that's what we're learning also. So we're having fun with that aspect.
Well, it's nice you have a partner, too, that, you have this wonderful connection with, because it always helps when you have two people and, you run things back and forth, and it just raises everything higher and higher.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, one of the things that I asked the universe for was more conscious friends, and they just started showing up in my life because I really wanted somebody to travel this path with me, and, like you two, you have each other, so it's really nice that the universe provided me just a few people that I wanted to have as part of my special mastermind group, so to speak. So it's been great.
So do you want to, before we end our interview, do you want to remind everyone about your teleconference that you're going to have?
I would love to. It's called Money Magic, the 7 things you need to know about consciously creating wealth and prosperity. And it's coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll say that again. 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, the 19th. So go to theartofconsciouscreation.com and go to the events section and register there, and we will get you all the appropriate information. So go ahead.
I would think if anybody has the time to do that, they should not miss out.
That's a great one. And if you're looking for books on, how to be more, to get into this conscious lifestyle and once you really can start manifesting, you can go to my Manifest Books website as well. That's a really great resource, manifestbooks.com. And my book is there as well.
And your book website is theartofconsciouscreation.com?
That's correct.
That's where they can grab the book.
Mm-hmm.
Go on our website, tazandpaulashow.com, and if you don't have a pencil and paper with you, you can always get Jackie's website from our website and all the information you need to get in contact with her. And be sure to read her article. So do you have one last thing to say to our listeners today? One last message?
I do. I wish for them that they shall all become conscious creators and manifest everything that they desire.
That's amazing.
Well, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Yes, Jackie. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, ladies. This has been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate the invitation and the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners.
You're
quite
welcome.
With your new book.
You got it.
With your new book.
Great.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Jackie.
Take care, ladies. And again, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
So, to learn more about our guests, not only Jackie, but the upcoming and the past guests, jump on tazandpaulashow.com is our website. And it's changing every day. We are so proud of it.
You'll love going to it. It has incredible write-ups, and people are blogging on there, so take an opportunity to blog and put your opinion in, too. We love it.
Well, thank you for being with us today, and have a great week. Manifest a great week.
And this is Taz Powers.
And Paula Nunes.
Okay, you're listening to 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino.